ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says a last-minute snag with Hamas is holding up the ceasefire deal agreed upon this week. He accuses Hamas of reneging on it. ABC's Ian Paddle in Tel Aviv says when it does go through...
The deal in three phases. The first set to begin this Sunday, lasting 42 days and including the release of 33 hostages, starting with women, children and the elderly. It's expected to include two of the seven Americans captured and believed to still be alive. In exchange for the hostages, hundreds of Palestinian prisoners will also be freed. Israeli forces will pull back and more desperately needed aid will flow into Gaza.
The clock continues ticking for TikTok, the popular app, on the cusp of being banned in the U.S. over national security concerns. President Biden delivering his final address to the nation last night from the Oval Office. President-elect Donald Trump to be inaugurated for the second time on Monday. Most of his cabinet picks appear headed for confirmation. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For WRCE 107.7 FM News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. It is mighty cold, and as temperatures drop into the single digits and below this week and next, UW Health Kids has essential safety reminders to keep the young ones safe in winter weather. Rochelle Ethan, Child Safety and Injury Prevention Manager for UW Health Kids, says many winter injuries are preventable. She reminds families to let children come indoors periodically to prevent hypothermia or frostbite, wear sunscreen, and stay hydrated even in the cold. Indoors, make sure there is a carbon monoxide detector on every floor, including sleeping areas. And when in the car, wearing bulky clothes or winter coats can prevent a snug, proper fit of a child's car seat harness. Adjust the harness while the child's coat is off, then put the coat on top like a blanket. Wait until you arrive at your destination before putting the coat back on. A closed child care center in Toma has no plans to reopen. Kids and Company was abruptly closed last week when the Toma VA Medical Center revoked its lease over compliance issues. The daycare's board chair said the closure was unexpected, but said it wasn't due to any rules violations. According to state officials, the center has had a number of reported incidents as of late, including an injury to a child caused by a staff member, which was not reported right away. The center had a capacity of 40 children. Edgewood College is changing its name. It'll now be Edgewood University. The college is turning 100 in 2027. Graduate programs were first introduced at Edgewood in the 80s. That's typically when institutions are considered universities. The name change will take effect in July. For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulatz.
The Bucks win again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks at home against the Orlando Magic. Milwaukee with another hot start, scoring 19 points in the first quarter on the way to a 122-93 win over the Magic. The Bucks have now won four of their last five. Damian Lillard led with 30 points.
Just over this last five or six games, I think we've definitely been putting the type of efforts together that we need to, regardless if it's home or on the road. You know, we're starting to feel what it's like when we do what we're supposed to do.
The Bucks host the Raptors tomorrow night at 7. NFL, the Packers' Matt LaFleur will have to hire a new quarterback's coach. At age 71, Tom Clements has decided to retire after 14 seasons overall in Green Bay.
Man, it's been a cool ride with him for the last 3 years. He's incredibly consistent. What a great man, great mind. Obviously, he's had the opportunity to coach some of the best. I mean, when you talk about Favre, Rodgers, and then the development of Jordan Love. I mean, that's pretty cool.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today, although we will see a little sunshine off and on at times. Our high right around 33 this afternoon. Tonight, 21. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy with a high near 40. And then after that, hang on, it's going to get really cold later this weekend into the first part of next week. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
The Todd Alba Show.
What's worse, fast drivers or slow drivers? Karina listening on WAUK in Milwaukee.
Slow drivers are the worst. They think too slow. They stop in the middle of the highway to think about where they're going. Maybe they need to turn left and right. They're changing lines for, oh my God, I can do all day long.
Karina,
yes,
can you tell us what you really think?
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Dom Salvia.
Next time, Earl Ingram will discuss the status of the president-elect's nominees. Plus, is anyone besides Michelle Obama skipping the inauguration? Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays 4 till 6. You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. That's 855-752-4842. You can text us at that same number. Good morning to you, Calvin. How you doing, man?
I'm doing pretty good, Earl. We got to enjoy this little warm-up for the 2 days it's going to last.
Man, 25 degrees really seems warm, doesn't it?
Yeah, it really does. And tomorrow we could get to 40.
Yeah, man. It's amazing how, the reality of sub-zero weather makes 25 degrees seem like it's 50. You know, I came out today. I didn't need gloves. Put the big heavy coat away, if only for a day. But I want to say, please help the victims of the devastating fires in California. You will find an easy way to donate to Convoy of Hope at our website, civicmedia.us, and thank you. I got a very special show lined up for you today. You know, I often tell people, I'm 70 years old. And so I've lived a very, at a time, where as a young boy, I could say that who I am and how I perceive our nation was shaped at a very young age, 10 years old, 10 years old, because I live during the civil rights struggles of the 60s, very, very much aware of things that probably I, wouldn't have been aware of had it not been the time that I was born in and all of the things around me that impacted my life even to this day. And so yesterday would have been Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King's 96th birthday. I know, many people may not know that, and it may not, matter. But I have to say to you that very few people, and all the people that have ever lived, and man, just the sheer throngs of people who have lived on this earth and walked on this earth, there's only a handful of them who will be remembered forever only a handful. And in all the people who've done all the great things that have been done for humanity in this world, Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King is one of those who will be remembered in perpetuity. He'll be remembered forever. And I know that, you know, that may not, you know, people may not see that because maybe they didn't get a chance to see him. Maybe they didn't get a chance to hear him. And maybe they didn't get a chance to understand the impact of what he had on a society. And the fact that he was, you know, able to shape and challenge our nation at a time when our nation was really, I mean, just incredibly wrong. And so Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King, not by himself, because no man is an island, no man stands alone, but he was the wick to light the candle. He was the wick to start the TNT. And at such a tender, tender age, you know, Dr. King was murdered at the age of 39. And so, again, I'm 70. 31 years ago, I was 39. And where my life has turned and gone in that 31 years from when I was 39 is amazing. I have been given an opportunity to live and drink in life and to weigh it and measure it and understand the complexities of it because I've been given 70. Dr. King lost his life at 39. So I'm saying those things because he was evolving. The Dr. King of I Have a Dream and the Dr. King at 39 who spoke about the three evils of the society in 1967, a speech that we are going to hear in its entirety in a few minutes, was a completely different person. He was evolving. And so that speech, the three evils of the society, many of you have never heard. There's so many different speeches I would say to you. You know, if you enjoyed I Have a Dream, you should Google Dr. King's speeches, and they are monumental, and they dwarf I Have a Dream. But many of those speeches, many will say, basically led to his assassination. Because he challenged the moral compass of our nation at a time when our nation clearly didn't have one. And so he knew in the face of those things what the outcome eventually was going to be, and that was going to be the loss of his life. So let me do a little, read a couple paragraphs, and then, Calvin, we're going to get into Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King's The Three Evils of the Society. And then we'll have some conversation in between. And this music that I'm going to be playing today is all music from that civil rights era. Even Marvin Gaye's, the tune that we play every morning before I go in to the show, it's from that era. That's when these things were occurring. And so the messages that were in the music were very impactful then as they are today. So in the nearly 40 years that the United States has celebrated Martin Luther King Jr. Day, It's amazing to me that it's been 40 years. I remember when it first became a national holiday. The national holiday has never coincided with the inauguration of a non-incumbent president. That changes this year. Let me repeat that. In the nearly 40 years that the United States has celebrated Martin Luther King Jr.'s Day, the national holiday has never coincided with the inauguration of a non-incumbent president. So what that says is that Martin Luther King Day falls on the same day of Donald Trump's inauguration. Martin Luther King Jr. Day is celebrated annually on the third Monday in January to make the late activist's birthday, to mark the late activist's birthday. In 2025, the holiday falls on January 20th, the same day typically set aside for Inauguration Day every 4 years. Indeed, January 20th is also when Donald Trump will be sworn in as president. Nation in 1968, a campaign for a holiday in his honor began. U.S. Representative John Conyers Jr. of Michigan first proposed a bill on April 8, 1968, but the first vote on the legislation didn't happen until 1979. King's widow, Coretta Scott King, led the lobbying effort to drum up public support. 15 years after its introduction, the bill finally became law. In 1983, President Ronald Reagan's signature created Martin Luther King Day, Martin Luther King Jr. Day, a day of service as a federal holiday, the only national day of service in this nation. Martin Luther King Jr. Day was first celebrated in 1986. The first time all 50 states recognized a holiday was 2000. Had he lived, King would have turned 96 years old. And, you know, as I was, you know, thinking about this yesterday, that he would have turned 96, I could never even envision him being anything other than 39, because that's the way I will always remember him and always. You know, he'll never turn. He'll never age. He's frozen in the annals of history because his life was taken away at the age of 39. But, you know, we're going to get into some really, and I'll ask you to listen intently to the words of what Dr. King is saying. They're as relevant today as they were in 1968, when he, you know, first gave this speech, The Three Evils of the Society. You're tuned in to, you know, Thursday. Dr. Omar will be returning with us next Thursday from his well-deserved vacation. But up next, Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King and the Three Evils of the Society on the Earl Ingram Show.
News from the Center, WRCE.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going slower.
Eyezervay is proven to slow GA progression.
Eyezervay gets GA hate going slower.
Izervay or Avastin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Izervay today.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Izervay.com. That's Izervay.com.
No more mold. No more damage. No more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass-treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
Civic Media, Wisconsin's source for real news and great conversation, offers podcasts of all of our daily shows online and on demand. Simply go to civicmedia.us, click on Daily Shows, and choose the podcast that you want to download. Shows are updated daily, or you can save them and listen all at once. Our podcasts are sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. You are an organ donor, right? Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Learn more at heroicdeed.com.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
Anybody here seen my old friend Martin? Can you tell me where the man gone? He feed a lot of people, but it seems a good die young. I turned my head one day and the man was gone. Things they stood by. Didn't they try to find some good for you and me? And we'll be free someday soon. It's gonna be one day. Has anybody here seen my old friend John? Ooh, can you tell me where he's gone? He freed a lot of people, but it seems the good die young. 'Cause I turned around one day and the man was gone.
All right, welcome back to a very special edition of the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. You know, we're getting ready to play one of the great speeches of Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King, The Three Evils of the Society. Calvin, if you'd be so kind.
Friends and
and brothers in this first gathering of the National Conference on New Politics, ladies and gentlemen, can you hear me in the back? I don't know if the Klan is in here tonight or not with all the trouble we're having with these microphones. And seldom, if ever, we're still working with it. As I was about to say, seldom, if ever, has such a diverse and truly ecumenical gathering convened under the aegis of politics in our nation. And I want to commend the leadership of the National Conference on New Politics for all of the great work that they have done in making this significant convention possible. Indeed, by our very nature, we affirm that something new is taking place on the American political horizon. We have come here from the dusty plantations of the Deep South and the depressing ghettos of the North. We have come from the great universities and the flourishing suburbs. We have come from Appalachian poverty and from conscience-stricken wealth. But we have come. And we have come here because we shared a common concern for the moral health of our nation. We have come because our eyes have seen through the superficial glory and glitter of our society and observed the coming of judgment. Like the prophet of old, we have read the handwriting on the wall. We have seen our nation weighed in the balance of history and found wanting. We have come because we see this as a dark hour in the affairs of men. For most of us, this is a new mood. We are traditionally the idealists. We are the marchers from Mississippi and Selma and Washington, who staked our lives on the American dream during the first half of this decade. Many assemble here campaigned assiduously for Lyndon Johnson in 1964 because we could not stand idly by and watch our nation contaminated by the 18th century policies of Goldwaterism. We were the hardcore activists who were willing to believe.
All right, we're going to continue this. On the other side, if you're just joining us, this is a very special edition of the Earl Ingram Show. You know, Dr. King's holiday, is this Monday, and people will be celebrating it. And his birthday would have been 96, was yesterday. So stay with us. We'll continue this Three Evils of the Society on the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For WRCE 107.7 FM News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Senator Howard Markline submitted a public comment to the Federal Occupational Safety and Health Administration in opposition to its proposed emergency response standard. The proposed emergency response standard would place additional requirements on local fire departments, including increased training hours, annual vehicle operator training mandatory written plans, and more. Fire departments will have to follow and comply with these provisions, regardless of size or location.
I have heard from many of the 60 fire districts in my Senate district. I am very concerned about the proposed OSHA rules as they are. This one-size-fits-all approach does not work for rural Wisconsin. The proposed rule includes about 1,500 mandatory requirements.
OSHA estimates the cost of compliance will be $14,000 per year for small volunteer fire departments. Senator Markline does not have a role in the rulemaking process because OSHA is a federal agency. However, the proposed rule is open for public comment through Friday. The case documented in the Netflix series Making a Murderer may go back in court. Stephen Avery's appeal is on a list of opinions set for release today. Avery, along with his nephew Brandon Dassey, are serving life sentences for the 2005 murder of Teresa Halbach. Avery's defense team has filed an appeal to reverse his conviction. Avery has made multiple attempts to appeal his conviction and get a new trial. Brendan Dassey will be able to ask for parole in 2048. Dassey appealed his conviction to the United States Supreme Court. The justices declined to hear his case. For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulatz.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. If you're looking for some fun indoor entertainment, given the frigid temperatures on the way, here are some movies that might interest you. There continues to be no shortage of horror films, and if that is your genre of choice, check out a new take on the age-old classic Wolfman, starring Julia Garner of Ozark fame. Also opening in wide release is the comedy One of Them Days, starring Kiki Palmer and musical artist SZA, which tells the story of two roommates scrambling to pull rent money together. At the time of this reading, the film is pulling a 100% on Rotten Tomatoes, and SZA's acting chops have impressed critics. Coleman Domingo's role continues. The film Sing Sing will be re-released this weekend. And if you happen to be incarcerated, you're in luck as well. The film will be playing in correctional facilities all across America, and that makes sense since Sing Sing tells the story of teaching rehabilitation through the arts and has almost a perfect audience and critic score on Rotten Tomatoes. Let's go to the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today, although we will see a little sunshine off and on at times. Our high right around 33 this afternoon. Tonight, 21. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy with a high near 40. And then after that, hang on, it's going to get really cold later this weekend into the first part of next week. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Pete Hegseth, confirmation hearing.
I've never disparaged women serving in the military.
Except for, you know, the podcast interview in like late November of 2024 when he said women in combat weaken the military. Except for that, Pete, did you get body snatched? Are you not the same guy that sat down in the Brosphere podcast?
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Mike Siegel. Hey, Mike.
When I look back on all those years on the road and going on two-lane highways in northern Wisconsin in the dead of winter, could have been like 10 below outside. One deer jumps out in front of me. I was like, I'm done here.
You're in a ditch and they're not going to find you for 3 days. Dead deer carcass over there and a dead comedian carcass.
Holding his date book.
Somebody might want to call and cancel him at Zanies next week in Chicago.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Governor Evers announcing a new Office of Violence Prevention, talking about gun safety. And J.R. Ratcliffe, stalk all things sports in hour number two. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Ah.
talking with someone else. Say it loud. Say it loud.
All right. Welcome back to a very special edition of the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. That's 855-752-4842. You know, I'm playing a great speech for one of the great speeches from Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King back in 1967. It's called The Three Evils of the Society. We're going to listen, and then we're going to have some conversation and dialogue after the speech. Calvin, if you please.
Policies of Goldwaterism. We were the hardcore activists who were willing to believe that Southerners could be reconstructed in the constitutional image. We were the dreamers of a dream, that dark yesterdays of man's inhumanity to man would soon be transformed into bright tomorrows of justice. Now it is hard to escape the disillusionment of betrayal. Our hopes have been blasted and our dreams have been shattered. The promise of a great society was shipwrecked off the coast of Asia on the dreadful peninsula of Vietnam. The poor black and white, the poor black and white are still perishing on a lonely island of poverty in the midst of a vast ocean of material prosperity. What happens to a dream deferred? It leads to bewildering frustration and corroding bitterness. I came to see this in a personal experience here in Chicago last summer. And all the speaking that I have done in the United States before varied audiences, including some hostile whites, the only time that I have ever been booed was one night in our regular weekly mass meeting by some angry young men of our movement. I went home that night with an ugly feeling. Selfishly, I thought of my sufferings and sacrifices over the last 12 years. Why would they boo one so close to them? But as I lay awake thinking, I finally came to myself, and I could not for the life of me have less in patience and understanding for those young men. For 12 years, I and others like me had held out radiant promises of progress. I had preached to them about my dream. I had lectured to them about the not too distant day when they would have freedom all here now. Amen. I had urged them to have faith in America and in white society. Their hopes had soared. They were now booing me because they felt that we were unable to deliver on our promises. They were booing because we had urged them to have faith in people who had too often proved to be unfaithful. They were now hostile because they were watching the dream that they had so readily accepted turn into a frustrating nightmare. This situation is all the more ominous in view of the rising expectations of men the world over. The deep rumblings that we hear today.
If you are just joining us, this is a very special edition of the Earl Ingram Show. It is, Monday is Dr. King's holiday. Yesterday was his 96th birthday. And so I wanted to honor him and play one of his great speeches, and that this arguably is one of the greatest, Three Evils of the Society in 1967. Calvin, if you please.
Things that we hear today, the rumbling of discontent, is the thunder of disinherited masses rising from dungeons of oppression to the bright hills of freedom. All over the world, like a fever, freedom is spreading in the widest liberation movement in history. The great masses of people are determined to end the exploitation of their races and lands. And in one majestic chorus, they are singing in the words of our freedom song, "Ain't gonna let nobody turn us around." And so the collision course is set. The people cry for freedom, and the Congress attempts to legislate repression. Millions, yes, billions, are appropriated for mass murder. But the most meager pittance of foreign aid for international development is crushed in the surge of reaction. Unemployment rages at a major depression level in the black ghettos. But the bipartisan response is an anti-riot bill rather than a serious poverty program. The modest proposals for model cities, rent supplement, and rat control, pitiful as they were to begin with, get caught in the maze of congressional inaction. And I submit to you tonight that a Congress that proves to be more anti-Negro than anti-rat needs to be dismissed. It seems that our legislative assemblies have adopted Nero as their patron saint and are bent on fiddling while our cities burn. Even when the people persist and in the face of great obstacles develop indigenous leadership and self-help approaches to their problems, and finally tread the forest of bureaucracy to obtain existing government funds, the corrupt political order seeks to crush even this beginning of hope. The case of CDGM in Mississippi is the most publicized example, but it is a story repeated many times across our nation. Our own experience here in Chicago is especially painfully present. After an enthusiastic approval by HEW's Department of Adult Education, SCLC began an adult literacy project to aid 1,000 young men and women who have been pushed out of overcrowded ghetto schools in obtaining basically literacy skills prerequisite to receiving jobs. We had an agreement with A&P stores for 750 jobs through SCLC's job program, Operation Breadbasket, and had recruited over 500 pupils the first week. At that point, Congressman Kuchinski and the Daily Machine intervened and demanded that Washington cut off our funds or channel them through the machine control poverty program in Chicago. Now we have no problem with administrative supervision, but we do have a desire to be independent of machine control and the Democratic Party patronage network. For this desire for a politically independent approach to the needs of our brothers, our funds are being stopped as of September 15th, and a very meaningful program discontinued. Yes, the hour is dark. Evil comes forth in the guise of good. It is a time of double talk when men in high places have a high blood pressure of deceptive rhetoric and an anemia of concrete performance. We crowd against welfare handouts to the poor, but generously approve an oil depletion allowance to make the rich richer. Six Mississippi plantations receive more than $1 million a year not to plant cotton, but no provision is made to feed the tenant farmer who is put out of work by the government subsidy. The crowning achievement in hypocrisy must go to those staunch Republicans and Democrats of the Midwest and West who were given land by our government when they came here as immigrants from Europe. They were given education through the land-grant colleges. They were provided with agricultural agents to keep them abreast of farming trends. They were granted low-interest loans to aid in the mechanization of their farms. And now that they have succeeded in becoming successful, they are paid not to farm. And these are the same people who now say to black people whose ancestors were brought to this country in chains and who were emancipated in 1863 without being given land to cultivate or bread to eat, that they must pull themselves up by their own bootstraps.
If you're just joining us, yesterday was Dr. King's birthday. He would have been 96 years of age. Monday is the Dr. King holiday. And, you know, Dr. King was more than just some person to me. He impacted my life, from the time I was a young boy, 9, 10 years old. And so he lives in me. And so he means a lot to me. And I wanted to, play, this three evils of the society. We're going to talk about, the speech after, we complete it. So hang in there. We're going to continue this conversation, 855-752-4842 on the Earl Ingram Show.
From the center, WRCE.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In the first week of the new session of the Wisconsin State Legislature, Republicans fast-tracked a measure that would put a question on the ballot in the upcoming spring election that would enshrine voter ID in the state constitution. Two things on this. First, it is telling that Republicans made this their very first order of business. Senate Democratic leader Dianne Hesselbein responded to this, saying it's not cost of living or health care or gun violence that Republicans wanted to focus on, but a constitutional amendment. Telling, isn't it? But that leads to the second piece. Republicans are clearly doing this for politically motivated reasons. By having this on the spring election ballot, they're betting it will make it more likely that people who showed up to vote for Donald Trump in November will be heading to the polls to help elect right-wing candidate Brad Schimmel to the Wisconsin Supreme Court. That election is on April 1st, so buckle up.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
Selling your cattle is easy with American Foods Group, a family-owned company bringing you the best prices and expertise right from the dairy, ranch, feed yard, or local market. Call today at 800-345-0293 or email info@AmericanFoodsGroup.com.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
This is News from the Setter, WRCE.
All right, welcome back to a very special edition of the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. You can text us at that same number. Yesterday was Dr. King's birthday. Reverend Dr. King's birthday would have been 96 years old. Monday is his holiday. And so I wanted to, play a speech, one of his great speeches, The Three Evils of the Society. I hope that you'll hang in there with us. And the second half of the show, we will have some conversation and dialogue about where we are and the impact that this man had. Calvin, if you please.
What they truly advocate is socialism for the rich and capitalism for the poor. I wish that I could say that this is just a passing phase in the cycle of our nation's life. Certainly times of war, times of reaction throughout the society. But I suspect that we are now experiencing the coming to the surface of a triple-pronged sickness that has been lurking within our body politic from its very beginning. That is the sickness of racism, excessive materialism, and militarism. Not only is this our nation's dilemma, it is the plague of Western civilization. As early as 1906, W.E.B. Du Bois prophesied that the problem of the 20th century will be the problem of the color line. Now, as we stand two-thirds into this crucial period of history, we know full well that racism is still that hound of hell which dogs the tracks of our civilization. Ever since the birth of our nation, white America has had a schizophrenic personality on the question of race. She has been torn between selves, a self in which she proudly professed the great principles of democracy, and a self in which she madly practiced the antithesis of democracy. And this tragic duality has produced a strange indecisiveness and ambivalence toward the Negro, causing America to take a step backward simultaneously with every step forward on the question of racial justice, to be at once attracted to the Negro and repelled by him, to love and to hate him. And there has never been a solid, unified, and determined thrust to make justice a reality for Afro-Americans. The step backward has a new name today. It is called the white backlash. But the white backlash is nothing new. It is the surfacing of old prejudices, hostilities, and ambivalences that have always been there.
All right. The three evils of the society. And, you know, Dr. King spoke of racism, materialism, and militarism. And those things, this is, again, this speech is from 1967. As we move on with it, you will find how eerily connected to today's society that this speech was. Again, 58 years ago, Dr. King spake these words. And he spake these words in front of a mixed group of people. Dr. King didn't just speak to black people. He spoke to the overall society. And there were many whites who agreed totally with Dr. King, because he didn't just speak for the pain of black people. He spoke for the pain of poor whites, poor indigenous people, all of them. We're going to delve deeper into this great speech and then have some back and forth dialogue as we continue on the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time for a special edition. Jeff Wright, candidate for Wisconsin Superintendent of Public Instructions, will be here live. We'll spend a half an hour getting to know him and why he wants the job. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A last-minute snag delaying the Israeli government's approval of the Gaza ceasefire deal that was announced on Wednesday. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu accusing Hamas of reneging on parts of the agreement. But the White House National Security Communications Advisor, John Kirby, says...
We're confident that we're going to be able to start implementing it on Sunday. There are some implementing details that still need to be ironed out. We're working with the Israelis on that very, very hard right now. But we're confident that we're going to get there.
The deal calls for the release of 33 Israeli hostages in exchange for hundreds of Palestinians being held in Israeli prisons. Overnight, there were more Israeli airstrikes in Gaza. They killed scores of Palestinians, according to the Hamas-run Gaza Health Ministry. In South Korea, a court has upheld the detention of impeached President Yoon Suk-yeol, the court rejecting a challenge put forward by his lawyers. American Cancer Society's annual report shows higher rates of cancer among women between the ages of 50 and 64. This is ABC News.